If you're one of those people who likes good quality sick instead of the usual substandard vomit they dispense at the spew shops, then the Strange Glove Sick Factory is for you.
It's for me?
Yes, you.
Oh, good. Well, I'd better go then, hadn't I?
Ah, not so fast.
What's wrong now?
You don't have the golden ticket.
Excuse me, nobody told me about no golden ticket.
Ah, well, you can't go to the factory then. See ya.
Oi!
Meanwhile, at the Strange Glove Sick Factory, all was well.
And that's the problem, you see. All is well.
I don't understand.
For flip's sakes, Mr. B, this is a sick factory, is it snot?
No, it doesn't make snot. That's the factory down the road.
What I'm trying to say is, being well is not good news. People don't produce enough vomit when they're feeling well. We need to make our staff feel poorly and fast. Production is slipping.
Well, we did try mopping the floors, but you know how slippy it gets. 3 inspectors fell into the vat last week. As far as we're aware, they're still in there.
Come on, I want to inspect the floor.
Well, there it is, beneath your feet.
Oh, yes! It needs mopping. Right, come on, let's go and check on the workers. As you can see, the people vomit into the plastic bags, which they then seal and put on the conveyor belt.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
So, like, forgive me if I'm being a bit thick. How do you know if it's good quality sick?
Pardon?
Well, your stickers proclaim that Strange Glove Sick is the best quality sick in the world. Can you prove that?
There's your proof. The sick goes to a special testing room. And you know what they say? The proof of the sick is in the eating. Oh, looks like he'll be seeing that dinner again for a third time.
So you actually pay the workers to eat their own sick?
No.
You pay them to eat other people's sick?
No.
Ah, let me guess. You don't pay them at all, do you?
Bingo!
I don't believe this. You're treating your workers like slaves.
Not at all. You see, the way I see it is this. The world is obsessed with money. So why exacerbate this?
Why indeed?
By removing the demand for money, we thus cut out the need to pay the workers. And why should I? The workers get 4 square meals a day.
4 square meals?
Well, it's more of a kind of splat shape, really. But anyway, they get paid. In sick. Just not money, that's all. And at the end of the day, they can look forward to a shower.
In sick.
No, what do you think I am? Sick? They shower in beetroot juice, of course. Okay, tea break, everybody. Back to work in 10 minutes prompt.
Who's going for a break?
Well, everybody. All of them down there.
1, 2, 3. Hang on, are you trying to tell me you're only in charge of 13 workers?
Well, we do have 24.
What happened to the others?
They phoned in. Well.
Let me through. I need to talk to whoever's in charge around here.
It's him.
That'll be me.
You? Ah, I knew it would have had to have been you.
Oh, and why is that?
Because you write this rubbish.
Oh, right.
And before we get on to the actual nature of the way the scripts are going, I want to complain, in the strongest possible way, about not having a big enough part.
Well, that's not my fault.
You wrote the scripts.
Oh, yes.
Take last week, for example. I had 2 lines. 2! You called me in for 2 lines. It hardly seemed worth it. And this week's not that much better. You decided to write me out with only 5 lines.
Well, what do you want, Ollie?
I need more lines, Doctor.
Yes, well, keep on talking. You're getting more and more by the second.
If I might just interrupt.
Not now, Mr. Weeby. Can't you see I'm trying to take over?
Well, actually, so am I, partner.
Eh? Hey, what?
Well, he speaks different when he puts on a cowboy hat.
How strange!
Yes, it is, isn't it? Let me put you in the sick chair by allowing myself to introduce her me. My name is Leroy Banai Cheeseburger from Hot Lips, Tennessee. And I represent an all-American conglomerate called Conglomerate, if that makes any sense to you.
What do you want?
I want to buy you out.
What, me? But I ain't got anything.
You've got lines.
Ah, no, not him, you.
Me?
Yeah, and you know what I'm after, don't you?
You're sick!
No, Owa, you're sick, so cough up!
Ew!
Sorry, but you were standing in my direct line of fire.
Right, now, I'm gonna make some changes around here. And the first thing I'm gonna do is rename this the Stew Factory.
Stew?
Yeah, changing spew to stew. Shouldn't be a problem. I mean, really, who wants to eat sick?
Not me. Got any sandwiches?
Right, everybody, back to work.
You're not going to cut jobs, are you?
Nah, only yours.
Oh, that's all right. What?
Hear that, Mr. Pop? He won't leave. And you know what to do with difficult people who won't leave, don't you?
No, what?
We chuck him in a vat of sick.
No, you can't do this. You can't. Help!
Ah! Oh, that's not great.
Hey, wait a minute. Why am I talking to you? I don't need you. In the sick you go too.
Ah!
Oh, hello, Ollie. Fancy seeing you here.
Likewise.
3 weeks later...
Mummy, I want a bowl of spew.
Ah, don't you mean stew? Now the name has changed.
What's this? It's a pair of dark glasses.
Oh, that'll be the added strange glove. We were pre-warned about that.
Ew, and what's this ginger hair?
Ah, Ollipop, dear. Now, do you want your sick or don't you?
Not really, no. It's got bits of dead people in it.
Ah, you'll learn as you grow up, dear, that some people just like to throw a piece of themselves into everything they make.
Oh, that's not great.